Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. This is Pastor Kinlock of God's Way World Outreach Church. I am so excited to share with you this anointed healing audio recording orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. God said that in this season, He would work miracles, signs, and wonders for those that believe. Therefore, if you believe today, you can receive your miracle today. For the next 20 minutes, get in a quiet place and allow the anointing, healing virtue of God to transform your life. Today is your day for a miracle. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, we are in the midst of a pandemic, but I am sent to you today because the Bible says, for God sent His word, and His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Today is the day for your miracle. Jesus has sent His word to you today. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in His prophet, and so shall you prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. For the Bible says that it is the will of the Father that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. 3 John 1:2. Jesus wants to and will heal you everywhere you hurt. Today, I stand in agreement with you. I stand with you for your healing, according to Matthew 18:19, that if two of you shall agree on earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Today is your day for a miracle. I don't know what physical, emotional, financial, or relational challenges you may be experiencing, but Jesus, the Savior of the world, sent me to you today to encourage you and to let you know that He said in Jeremiah 32:27, behold, He is the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for Him? If you can believe today, today is your day for a miracle. Jesus said in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He wants you to know that He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He is the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. He is the God of the supernatural. Yes, He works miracles. He said that things that seems impossible with man, but all things are possible with Him. Luke 18 and 27. He said in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, that if you can believe, all things are possible. Yes, it is. It is possible to be healed today. It is possible to be delivered. He wants to heal you. Yes, He loves you so much that He gave His only Son to die on the cross, that if you believe, you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Therefore, I say to you, since God didn't spare His only Son, but was willing to freely give Him up for you and me, how much more will He freely give you healing and everything that you need? Jesus, He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, in your present, your past, and give you hope and a future. For the Bible says, He was wounded for your transgression. Yes, He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes, we are healed physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Isaiah 53 and 5. So I say to you today, be healed, be whole, be delivered, and be set free. Today, your heart might be broken over the loss of that loved one. Your marriage may seem like it's over. You might be in the midst of a divorce. The children might have gone astray. But it does not matter, for Jesus will heal you everywhere you hurt. He wants to heal your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. I know your heart might be broken, but He came, He said, because He's close to the brokenhearted, and He saved those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34 and 18. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all, yes, all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10 and 38. So if you believe and you receive today, He's come to see about you. I said He's come today to see about you. For healing belongs to you. For the Bible says that Jesus Himself, He took your infirmities and He bore your sickness. Therefore, He will heal you. have to carry it anymore. So be free in the name of Jesus. Believe by faith that because he bore it, you don't have it anymore. In the name of Jesus, believe the impossible and receive the intangible. You may be held captive by sickness or disease, habit, hurt, abuse, oppression or depression. You might be bound by that wheelchair, or you may have gotten a diagnosis of cancer, diabetes, kidney or heart disease. But Jesus came to set the captive free, Luke 4:18. So today, he wants to set you free. Today is the day for your miracle. Reach out in faith. But Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. For he is the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. He is the Lord your God. Therefore, I am sent to let you know that God is sending his word to you. He is sending his word to you that according to Isaiah 55, his word will never return into him empty. It will not return into him void, but it shall and it will accomplish the things that he's sending out to do, and it will prosper in the things in which he sent it. So it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. It does not matter what the prognosis is. It doesn't matter how long you've been sick, broken, oppressed, or depressed. The Bible says that he is the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for him? I know you might be discouraged because you've been in that state for a long time. But the Bible says in Luke 13:11 that there was a woman that had a sickness for 18 years. And Jesus set her free. And there was a man in John 5:5 that had an infirmity for 38 years that laid at the pool of Bethesda. And Jesus saw him and said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. So I say to you today, rise up out of that sickness. Rise up out of that disease. Jesus is here to heal you now. He's reaching out to you. Take his hand by faith and receive your healing. Receive your miracle. For I am sent to tell you that yes, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You might have been praying and waiting for Jesus to heal you. He is the great physician. He is the great I am. You might have been waiting to be healed of that sickle cell anemia, the cancer, the kidney or the heart disease, that COVID-19, that leukemia, diabetes, or that glaucoma, lupus, because the doctors has given you no hope. You might be bound by that paralysis and stricken by a stroke, but you don't have to wait any longer. He is a right now God. He will heal you now. I said He will heal you now. Just believe, for He is the God, the Lord of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for Him. Yes, there is a balm in Gilead to heal your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. He is your refuge and a very present help in the time of trouble. Jesus, He will heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I speak to you now. I stand in agreement with you in the name of Jesus. I speak to oppression and depression according to Psalm 103:3. For He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your disease. So I speak in the name of Jesus and by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release the anointing. I say to deaf ears, be unstopped. I say to blind eyes, in the name of Jesus, be open. I say to the lungs, breathe, breathe. I say to the cancer, dry up. In the name of Jesus, I speak now. In the name of Jesus, to every system in your body, I speak in the name of Jesus to your circulatory system, be healed. I speak to your cardiovascular system. I say to the heart, be healed. I speak to the digestive system. I say, be healed. I speak to the endocrine system. I say, be healed. I speak to your exocrine system. I say, be healed. Receive your miracle. I speak to the immune system. I say, be healed. I speak to the nervous system. I say, in Jesus' name, be healed. I speak to the renal system. Be healed. I speak to your reproductive system. I say, be healed. I speak to the respiratory system. I say, be healed. I speak to the skeletal system. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare your body is healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I decree and declare every part of your body to be healed in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare Psalm 118:17 over your life that says, you will not die, but live, but live, live, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Release your faith, and today is the day of your miracle. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, Jeremiah 17:14-15, over your life. Lord, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. Be healed, people of God. Be whole, be delivered, and be set free. Today is the day for your miracle. God has sent his word, his anointing, his presence to you. Receive it by faith. He sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Jesus.